Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The long and winding campaign road ends up in Michigan for both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. On this final day of the campaign, President Obama held a rally for Hillary Clinton earlier today in Ann Arbor. Clinton herself is at Grand Valley State University in West Michigan. Donald Trump and Governor Mike Pence will wrap up their campaign with a rally at 11 tonight in downtown Grand Rapids. We've got Chad Livengood of the Detroit News here with us. An incredibly busy day, Chad. Why has Michigan become the belle of the ball?
Well, because basically Donald Trump has to win Michigan. In addition to the other big swing states of Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio, he needs to take a blue state, and Michigan has been blue every year since Bill Clinton was elected president in 1992. So this is his battleground, and this is the wall, the firewall for the Clintons, and they are here in force, especially with the president here. He had 8,000 people at Ray Fisher Stadium at the University of Michigan, and Hillary Clinton is going to be in West Michigan, making her first trek west of U.S. 23 in this election.
We saw a pretty significant difference, I think, between what the public polls are telling us and what those private internal campaign polls reveal. Do you have a sense, Chad, of what the internal polls are telling the Clinton and Trump camps? Is it closer than what we think it is?
Yeah, they are. I mean, the public polling is kind of ranged between 4 to 7%. If you get under 4%, you're within a margin of error. So that's when Donald Trump starts saying the poll is even, or we're even in Michigan, that's statistically a term of stats. And so they're looking at tracking polls in the 2 or 3% range. There's some other pollsters out there that think it's dead even. And this is really a turnout game. I mean, Hillary Clinton now has actually put out $2 million between her campaign and her super PAC in the last week in television advertising in Michigan. Donald Trump's about $750,000. But at the end of the day, this campaign isn't really being fought on the air, or hasn't been. It's going to be fought on the ground, and it's about turning out people. So that's why Donald Trump was in Sterling Heights Sunday night, trying to boost his already solid base in Macomb County, try to repair some of his problems he has in Oakland County. And then he's in West Michigan for the same reason, try to repair some of the problems he's had with Republicans out there. This is an area, you recall, that Ted Cruz won the congressional districts in around Grand Rapids in the primary in March, and did well in Southwest Michigan as well. So Mike Pence was in Kalamazoo last week. He was in Holland on Saturday. He's in Traverse City today, Lansing. 4 out of 5 days, Mike Pence is here. He is, seen by the conservative evangelicals as one of them, while Donald Trump has not always been viewed as one of them. So that's a big part of the strategy here, and that's why they decided to make this late dash back to Grand Rapids tonight for 11 p.m. rally, probably going to be closer to midnight. I mean, when it's all said and done, Donald Trump will probably be in Michigan technically on Election Day.
You know, Chad, last Thursday I talked with your Detroit News colleague Daniel Howes about all of this focus on Michigan by the campaigns. And this is what he had to say about President Obama hitting the campaign trail for Secretary Clinton.
If you see him come in here over the weekend and come to Detroit, I think that would be a real sign that they're very concerned that they're losing traction.
So here we are. It's Monday, and we get word the president's at the University of Michigan. Is Daniel's take correct?
Well, the difference here is he came to Ann Arbor, and there is a one reason that I was told by a high-level Democrat in the state that he could not come to Detroit today because there was a funeral for a police officer from Detroit who was killed in a hit-run accident midday at a large African-American church, and it would have tied up the whole city if the president had come into Detroit. So they picked the University of Michigan, obviously Ann Arbor, bastion of liberalism, his stronghold for Barack Obama. But yeah, I mean, they made a decision on Saturday to send the president here, and it's still very significant. He's going to end his day also in Pennsylvania, another blue state that Trump is trying to crack. Him and Hillary Clinton are going to have a rally in Independence Mall in Philadelphia tonight.
So really, it's like battling over blue states like Michigan. And I'm wondering what all of these campaign appearances and all the heavy schedules of campaign ads might mean for down ballot in Michigan. What are you thinking? What are you hearing?
Well, just a few weeks ago, I mean, Republicans were bracing for a bloodbath. I mean, they were preparing for losing the state House representatives and essentially getting wiped out on statewide Board of Education seats that the people were speculating that the Brooks Patterson, titan of Republican politics and longtime executive of Oakland County, could go down. And now that has all changed with the momentum of the Trump campaign, with the changing dynamics from the FBI's announcement of its investigation, renewed investigation into the Clinton email server, which the FBI director essentially cleared Hillary Clinton of yesterday. That changed the momentum and has really narrowed the polls in all these down ballot races. So it'll be really close to watch, especially the congressional race in the 8th district between Susanna Shirelli and Congressman Mike Bishop, the Republican incumbent. But it's not looking as good for Democrats now, given the momentum that Donald Trump has had swinging his way in the last 7 days.
Chad, what will you be keeping your eye on most closely tomorrow as we start to see results come in?
Yeah, we're going to watch the traditional battlegrounds of Oakland County. Macomb County obviously is favored in Trump. And then Kent County, if he somehow lags behind Mitt Romney's numbers from 2012, that'll be a sign that he had more problems out there than we knew, especially among women voters. There's been plenty of polling to suggest that he's got a problem with moderate and Republican women voters. And this will show up, if it really comes to fruition, this will show up in Oakland and Kent County, where it's really crucial. He may not win Oakland County, but he needs to keep that Hillary Clinton's margins somewhere closer to 7-8%, which is what Mitt Romney lost Oakland County, where he grew up, to Barack Obama by that amount. So those are the two keys. Another bellwether to always watch for is Kalamazoo County, and that might be why Mike Pence was out there the other day. Kalamazoo County has a tendency to predict which person prevails overall in the presidential race.
Well, a busy, busy day for reporters like Chad Livengood of the Detroit News, crisscrossing around the state, following all the candidates. Chad, thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me.